there, boys and girls. Welcome again to the Children's Bible Club. We're so glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir. That's a wonderful truth to know, that when you've genuinely repented of sin and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and are saved, Jesus Christ does live within. How would you prove to someone who never had seen a pear tree that a certain tree in your yard was a pear tree? Oh, you say it has the stalk of a pear tree. It has the blossom of a pear tree. It may have the leaves of a pear tree. But the final proof is when the fruit comes on and ripens and you taste those sweet, juicy, golden pears. Ah, that's a pear tree, sure enough. Jesus said in the same way, "By their fruits ye shall know them." A genuine Christian bears the fruit of a Christian. The fruit of the Spirit, joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and it's when this fruit is evident in our lives that our spoken witness will count, and others will want to know Jesus Christ and be saved too. So it's very important that we check our lives and see if the fruit of the Spirit really is being produced in our lives, or whether we're just saying with our mouth, "Yes, I'm a Christian," and then there's nothing there in our lives or in our testimony to back it up. We want to be sure we're saved. And now, here's the choir. If you call pigs by making hog sounds and chickens by making chicken sounds, Saul must have called the donkeys by making a donkey sound. Oh, where were those beasts? Ornery things would get lost. Whether somebody left the gate open or they jumped the fence or what, nobody knew where they were. But they were lost, and Kish was worried. Those donkeys were his work, his livelihood, everything. He had to get them back. And so he sent his son Saul and a servant out to hunt them. And hunt they did. From Mount Ephraim to Shalisha to Shalem, over the mountains, across the valleys, through the land of Benjamin to Zuph, they called, they looked, they searched for 3 days, but no donkeys to be found. Saul was discouraged and ready to give up. Come on, let's go home. I tell you, we never should have been gone this long. Dad'll quit worrying about the donkeys and start worrying about us. Well, good for Saul. At least he knew he had a daddy that cared. Sometimes these days, some daddies don't seem to care. They're all worried more about their dogs or their money or their bank account or what more than they are their children. And Saul knew his daddy'd get worried. He was ready to go back home. But the servant wasn't quite that ready to quit. It'd be bad enough to go back home to his master without what he was sent to find. But it was worse yet to be outsmarted by a bunch of dumb old donkeys. Come on, he said. In the next city there's a man of God. He's honorable, and what he says happens. Let's go see him. Maybe he can help us find the right way.
Well, thank the Lord for a servant who knew who God's man was and where he was. Say, boys and girls, just 'cause there's a church on the corner and wherever it is, it doesn't mean necessarily that the priest or the preacher or whoever is a real man of God. It's a man of God only if he believes the Word of God and abides by the Word of God and preaches the Word of God. And so this poor servant knew who God's man was, and he had sense enough to ask advice by a real man of God. And so they came to the city, sure enough, and they couldn't find the man.
Saul said, how can we go to the man of God? I'm broke. I don't have anything to give him. Even all our bread's gone. We can't even give him a hunk of bread. We can't go ask advice from him. And the servant said, well, I got a fourth of a shekel of silver in my pocket. We'll give him that. And Saul agreed, so they began to hunt. They got to the city, and isn't it wonderful that those young men at least knew that they ought to give an offering to God and to God's servant at God's place of worship and sacrifice?
Oh, boys and girls, early learn to give your offering and your gifts to the Lord. Don't be stingy with the Lord and the money he gives you and the time and the energy that he gives you. Give your life, your money, everything to the Lord. Don't be stingy with God. Some folks are, and they suffer as a result of it. They only want what God gives them. They don't want to give to God.
But Saul and the servant were not stingy. They were anxious to give to God's servant. At last they found the city and asked direction of some young girls that were around, and they said where to go because Samuel right then was ready to go up to the sacrifice.
And indeed Samuel was, but Samuel had a secret. God and Samuel had a secret, for just the day before God had told Samuel a secret that there was somebody coming that was going to be the first king of Israel. And just about that time, the next day, he would come.
And you know how Samuel found that out? God told him in his ear. Isn't that something? Whenever Samuel was a little boy, God spoke out loud when he was there with Eli, you remember? And he called him by name. And at last Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And from then on, Samuel listened to God. And now that he's a mature man, God doesn't have to speak out loud from heaven. He can just speak in his ear. Oh, learn to listen for God's voice through his word and to obey him every day.
And so, whenever Samuel saw Saul coming, he said, Saul, come on, I want to talk with you. He said, go up with me to the high place and eat with me. And tomorrow I'll let you go and tell you everything you need to know.
And by the way, don't worry about those donkeys that have been lost 3 days.
they're found. I imagine Saul's eyes nearly bugged out of his head whenever he knew Samuel already knew all about those things.
Well, you know, Samuel had had somebody cook food, he had invited guests, he had a ceremony all prepared there, and brought Saul right into it. Say, whenever God told Samuel that Saul was coming, Samuel obeyed by faith and made preparation. And so it was there that Samuel told Saul that he'd be the next king of Israel. Why, Saul could hardly believe his ears. He said,
"Why, I come from the least tribe of all of Israel. I'm just a Benjamite, and I come from the least family of them. It must be some mistake."
But Samuel said, "No, Saul. God is wanting you to be the first king." And then the next day early, when Saul had started home, Samuel said, "Send the servant on ahead." And there, as they were out there together, Samuel poured oil over Saul's head and anointed him to be the first king.
And God wonderfully prepared him for the task, for as he turned around in obedience to Samuel, God gave him a new heart and prepared him in a wonderful way to lead God's people.
Oh, boys and girls, that's what you need, is a new heart. If you haven't been saved, you need to have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ wash all your sin away. You need to repent of your sin. There's no accidental getting saved, you know. You have to come clean with the Lord and say, "God, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. And I know that Jesus died for me, and he is the only way of salvation. And I trust him as my personal Savior." And when you do that, God will give you a new, clean heart. He'll turn your life around and give you a new purpose. And did you know there's no accidents in your life? God uses all those details in his providence to bring you to his place of blessing and service. That's what he did for Saul, because Saul was just out hunting old donkeys. But God used that to bring him into the path of Samuel, to cause him to be anointed to be king, and to fulfill God's purpose for his life. Oh, boys and girls, first of all, trust Christ as your Savior, and then seek him in his word and in prayer to find God's will, so that you too can be what God wants you to be. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.